Thursday, so I'm back on the road again. I'm in the van. I'm J.R. Diggs. I'm on my way to pick up this week's guest. He used to be on SNL. He's a comedian, an actor, and his name is Colin Quinn. Almost where I need to be, where Colin Quinn will be, or I hope he's going to be there. That is the plan this week, to track down, you know, a pretty famous, well-known ex-Saturday Night Live guy. But let me pull over here so I can tell you what the plan actually is. One sec here. Just pulling over so that I could clearly tell you guys what's happening this week on the podcast. A little different than normal. One second, just get stopped here. No point in turning off this microphone. One sec, let me bump in the back here and open the doors up. Okay, let some fresh air in. Turn this microphone on, this one here, that's set up kind of permanently in the back of the van here now. Oh, that's nicer. A little bit of fresh air in the back of the van here. And so, yeah, this is the plan this week for the podcast. But let me just make sure that this microphone is on properly. It is, I think. So I can continue podcasting. And I'm nervous and excited and slightly concerned about this week's podcast. Because when I talk about what the plan is, I never really know for sure how it's going to go. You know, you set out on the road and you're in a van and you're by yourself and you want to go meet up with somebody and maybe interview them, hopefully get them in the van and have like this great discussion and an in-depth conversation. And those are the kind of podcasts that I like the most, but it doesn't always work out that way in reality. And after a decade and a half of having some sort of so-called career in the Canadian entertainment industry, I'm continuing that now, the newest chapter of that for myself. Still in the van. I've been here for a little while now. Years, I mean. Shooting the TV show, which was really a last-ditch effort just to keep my show on the air back in the day. But I do have some plans for what I called a potential guest this week. But here's the truth. I don't know exactly how, I don't want you to stop listening, but I don't know exactly how this is going to go. This is what's happened. I have used some of my old contacts and relationships because I have been in this industry for a long time now. Your boy here is getting old and middle-aged and shit. And with that comes a bunch of people that you have got to know or met or built a relationship with, and sometimes that works out in this industry. Like if you want to track down Colin Quinn, somebody used to be on Saturday Night Live, an actor. He did a cool kind of one-man show, all sponsored by and financed by Jerry Seinfeld. And that reminds me, I should thank my sponsors, Pizza Pizza. Continuing to sponsor the podcast here, which means I'm continuing to be fed a little bit of money left over for gas in the tank and batteries for the microphones and what else? I guess that's about it. That's all there really is to all of this. put it up online, and that's free these days. So people can download it for free. I hope you are, and you're sharing, because that's the name of the game with this podcast world, isn't it? But I digress. Thank you, Pizza Pizza, for your continued support and your delicious pizza. Switching it up a little bit lately, putting onions instead of just pepperoni, mushroom, pineapple. Throw a couple onions on there. Do whatever you want. You can go online. Pizza Pizza is popular with the whole online ordering thing, so check that out. And I've also got some coupons thing. Or no, they're not called coupons anymore, are they? They're like gift cards. See, I am getting old. I got some coupons for you kids. These gift cards are for me to give to people if I want, for whatever reasons. And now I think maybe that's a good idea. Maybe I should give a gift card out here to somebody. But I'm derailing my own thoughts here. And how I'm supposed to be, I know I'm supposed to be concise. I know that I'm supposed to be focused. And there's nobody to distract me. It's just me sitting here in the van right now, out on the road alone. So I can't blame anybody but myself. And I've sure blamed a few people along the way for this mostly failed and desperate attempt at a career in the entertainment industry. That's another thing that comes with age, I guess. You start realizing, some of this bad shit's just mostly your own fault. But before I dive into that, which is clearly going to be another future podcast, and I'm really derailing my own podcast here now, aren't I? I was about to talk about my plan to track down Colin Quinn. Here's the plan. There is no plan. I just know where he is. I know somebody who can introduce me to him, and then I'm hoping to talk him into the van if he has time. And I don't know how this is going to go. I've got a million stories about how this kind of thing goes badly. Spent a day and a half tracking down Kevin Smith once, and that didn't work out at all. But speaking of Kevin Smith, what am I doing here? I've got his name scribbled on a wheel, like a gambling wheel. I've got it right here in the back of the van here. Let me grab it. Okay, and see, like the little, well, I'm not going to spin it right now, but you can spin this wheel. It's like a gambling wheel. I bought it at a garage sale, and I thought this might be something useful. I've written all these celebrities' names on the wheel, okay? Got Seth Rogen's name down here, Sarah Silverman, George Clooney, Matt Damon, Rob Lowe, Kevin Smith, Kevin Bacon, Jeremy Piven. Names of people that I have met, had encounters with over the years, and everybody on the wheel here had something to say or a thought that they expressed about the van, okay? Or getting in the van, or the fact that I spent too much time in this van. And because the podcast is called In the Van, then I thought this all relates somehow and could be a fun game I could play. I don't really know what the game is yet. I'm trying to figure this out. If somebody walks by, some people walking by, excuse me. Hello? No. Hi, excuse me. Let me just step out here, out of the van a little bit here. One sec. I keep this lav on. Maybe I can get somebody's attention and get them to come over. Excuse me. Hey. Hi there. Hi, what's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm JR. I know it seems maybe creepy, a guy jumping out of a van.
Yeah, a little bit.
Your mom must have taught you well. I'm sure not to trust creepy men jumping out of big white vans.
Yes.
Is that what that was?
It was a little odd. I wasn't expecting that.
Look at the microphones. You see
that? Oh, sure. That makes it all better.
I'm doing a podcast. Have you ever heard of podcast?
Yes, I've heard of podcast.
Can you come closer?
Okay.
Okay, you don't have to get in the van.
Okay. Good,
would you get in the van?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Okay.
But maybe. I don't know.
You might get in the van.
Maybe.
Wow. This might be a live one. This might be a good idea I've got here. What's your name?
It's Susan.
Susan, this is a microphone.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you want to hold it? It looks it's a lavalier, actually. It's not a real microphone.
Right,
I have to get another microphone set up.
Okay.
But if you hold that,
all right,
then
sure.
I'm going to walk. See, you don't have to get in the van.
Okay, good.
But I'd like to talk to you
and
record this as part of my podcast this week.
All right, fair enough.
So you might have to hold the mic a little.
This?
Yeah, we'll just treat it like a mic, even though it seems odd that it's such a tiny little thing. And that I was about to go another whole direction.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Were you?
Yeah, a little bit.
You're a live one, aren't you, Susan? So, I do this podcast.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, you too.
And I'm on my way to pick up a guest this week.
Okay.
Did you ever used to watch Saturday Night Live?
Sure.
Do you remember who Colin Quinn is?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do actually.
You don't have to. You can
be
truthful.
No, I remember him. Didn't he used to do like Robert De Niro stuff? Did he not do Robert De Niro skits?
I think maybe
he was on the desk, right?
He did the desk for a little bit.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
And I remember him. Great guy.
Yeah.
And I know where he is.
Okay.
The truth is, if I'm being honest with you, I'm hoping to have him on the podcast this week.
Not really your friend.
No. See, it will probably be just as challenging as getting you in the van here.
Possibly.
And but you don't have to. Just stay right there.
I'll stand here.
Keep this comfortable.
Okay.
Because I would like to play a game with you.
Okay.
Because see the pizza right there.
Sure. Okay.
Do you like pizza?
Yes, actually I do.
Okay. Would you like some free pizza?
Okay. Sure.
Now this is feeling a little bit like creepy guy in a van giving away candy
pizza.
Or pizza. But this is how this works. They're the sponsor of the podcast.
Okay, fair enough.
And so they've given me these, they're called gift cards, I guess, right?
Okay,
yeah.
I used to
call them coupons. Yeah.
But they're not coupons anymore.
No. Are you old enough to know what a coupon is?
Yes.
Okay.
If I know who definitely knew who Cooper was.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. See, but you look young. Yeah, I don't know.
That.
You might be a gift card
kind of
girl.
Might get the van yet.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Maybe we won't
keep
make
talking.
It. We maybe won't make it to to track down Colin Quinn
maybe
if
not.
This goes the way it seems to be going. Hey. Now all of a sudden I feel nervous.
Maybe you should be. talking to strange people on the street.
Okay.
What did your mother teach you?
I'm the one nervous. I thought I was supposed to be the creepy guy in the van. But I lost my train of thought there.
Colin Quinn, coupons?
Yes. No, yeah, and this wheel here. See,
I'm going to pull it up. Yeah, I see it.
See this?
Yeah.
Okay, see all the names written down there?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I've got, I don't know if you can read my scribbly writing. That says Seth Rogen.
Okay.
George Clooney, Matt Damon. Look, Rob Lowe, do you know all these people?
Rob Lowe, yes, I know them.
Okay, Kevin Smith, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy Piven. Do you remember him?
Yes, I remember him. Yeah.
From Entourage, remember?
Entourage.
Yes. Do you remember him?
Yes, but isn't he in another show now?
Yeah, I was a while ago.
Yeah,
that was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
But the reason I have these names all written is because, I bought this wheel at a garage sale.
Okay.
I would like to start to have some fun out here in the van.
Okay, sure.
And maybe play a game or two so that I can give away to people like you pizza. And this might be a fun way to do it, I was thinking. I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm making this up as I go.
I can feel that.
Yes, okay. Okay, so what you've got to do, I don't know do you have any good ideas for how we could play this game? How you could play this game with a strange guy in this van?
So what was the thinking with the names?
I don't know. Everybody on this wheel I've met.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
This is a real podcast.
Okay, I believe you.
It's a pretty new podcast. I really don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I don't know how this game is
going to... So we're going to spin the wheel and what's going to happen. You're going to ask me a question, I'm going to ask you a question.
How about I'll make up... You spin the wheel first.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
And then whoever's name it lands on...
Sure.
I'll give you three options of what they said.
Okay.
About the van.
All right, fair enough. Okay.
That might be fun.
All right, that sounds good.
If you guess the right answer, you win.
Okay.
Does that sound like a game?
That sounds good.
Maybe people should help me. I don't have writers or people to help me with this podcast. I'm literally by myself. I'm doing this. But it's fun. I'm having fun each week.
No, fair enough.
Yeah, so, and this is fun. Are you having fun?
Yes, I'm having fun.
This is like a new thing we can do on the podcast every week if this works out.
And I like it. You and me? Is that what you mean?
No, no. You can get in the van. You can come with me all day long if you wanted to.
I could be the Vanna White spinning the wheel?
Yes. So go ahead, Vanna.
I like it. All right.
Yeah,
here
I like
we go.
It.
Okay.
You could be. Maybe you. Okay, well, maybe we'll see more. Hear more
this
of
you. This might be the best thing I've best offered so far. I know.
This could turn into one of those podcasts that... is everyone's nightmare before
well,
this is done.
It could be.
Not everyone's nightmare. I don't mean to say that. I don't know what I meant to say about that.
Okay. You want me to spin it?
You're intimidating me now,
Excellent.
Susan.
That's good. Okay.
I'm the one who feels uncomfortable. I thought
That's
I was
good.
The
good.
One that was going to come
so
off creepy.
I'll put that on my dating online profile. Makes people creepy and uncomfortable. You never know. There's probably a market for that somewhere.
You're fun, though. You're
sure.
A fun girl.
I'll put that down, too.
What is the most unpredictable thing you've done in the last 2 months? Yeah. Anything wild? And
well, not really wild, but I did... Some guy was vaping in the movie theater right in front of me.
Okay.
And I quietly said, you know, you should probably stop that. And he's like, his girlfriend or wife or whatever is like, we can do whatever we want. I'm like, oh, no, you can't.
You
and
did
so
and you
I
had
got
a fight
up and
him?
I pranced right out and I got the manager and I got him kicked out.
You did? Oh, I thought you were something was going to happen between you and the
guy
in the movie theater.
No, I said
the way that our initial conversation went.
Oh, you thought I was going to? I could have lied. I smacked him and her.
No, I thought something intimate or something
nice
wild was going to happen.
No, it was the movie theater. It was a big, lot of people.
Who's the girl who sang the song about the movie theater? Alanis Morissette. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever
the
done?
Floors are sticky.
You're a fun girl. Spin the wheel, Vanna.
Okay, here we go.
There it goes. Look at all the names.
Yeah.
And who do you want it? Who do you hope it lands on?
I'd like Seth Rogen.
You do?
I think he's kind of funny.
Okay, and you'd like
I'm
to?
Curious to know what he said.
Okay,
because
he had, and it's getting close though. It's not going to be Seth Rogen. It's Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
What do you think of that?
That's all right.
Kevin, you know who that is?
I do know who that is.
Okay. So
he has a podcast.
Yes, he's a big podcaster.
I accidentally saw it or heard it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you know all about this podcast.
Well,
though.
Not really, but I heard it on the radio.
Oh, you did? Which radio station plays his podcast?
I don't know. I think they didn't so much. They weren't. I don't know if they were playing his podcast. I think it was one of the radio stations was talking to him about
okay.
his podcast.
I see. So anyways, now what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you three versions
okay
of what Kevin Smith
right
may have said
okay
about the van
okay
and if you guess the right one you win the free pizza
sounds good
okay.
I'm up for it.
So did Kevin Smith say, and I'm just making this up as I go,
sure.
I'm sorry, these might not be
I know
what
he
said.
Actually said
I know
okay.
what he said
okay that helps
I do remember that even okay. that don't hold me to the exact words
okay.
but I guess I should get the exact words of them if this is
well,
going to be the game.
I mean,
I'm making this up as
right,
we go.
Fair. I'm
I don't
on
know,
game.
I,
How will I know which one's the right one anyway?
Right.
So fair enough.
I
have to go on
well,
trust.
Well, we should do. They always talk about telling the truth in these podcasts and being honest and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would like to come as close to that as possible.
Okay.
The successful people that do it
sure.
say that's what they do.
Sure.
So, did Kevin Smith say...
Yep.
Wow. That's a great... looking van, I'd like to buy it off of you.
Was it this van?
This van. Okay. Did he say he'd like to buy it off of me?
Did he say it sarcastically or seriously?
No, I can't tell you that.
Okay.
I can't tell you that.
Okay, fair enough.
Or did he say, holy shit.
Yeah.
I had a van exactly like that.
Right.
When I was growing up.
Okay. All right. How old is this van?
Or it's a 1990.
Okay.
Ford Econoline. It's a nice looking van, right?
It's all right. It's not
it's
bad.
Nice. What
it's
do you mean, all right?
Pretty, it actually is pretty cute
it's
inside.
It's great. You should get in here and have a look around and take a tour before we say goodbye. Or did he say he was really worried and concerned that I was going to cut his fucking jugular
oh.
in this van? Did he say that he wanted to buy the van, that he had a van just like this growing up, or he was worried that if he got in the van, that I'd probably end up
cutting his throat? I think that he said, holy shit.
Okay.
That strikes me like something he might say. So I'm going to go with the, you said he said, holy shit, I own a van like this. Yeah. I grew up with a van like this.
Yeah, right, right.
That's the one I'm going.
So that he grew up, he had a van. Holy shit, I had a van just like that when I grew up.
Or I'm assuming he or his family had a van like this.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's your answer?
Yes.
The correct answer is? You know I love him. You know you love him. He's Kevin Smith.
My mother always told me, like, don't go into a van with a stranger. That's just bad news.
We're not strangers now.
Well, I mean, but this is how you seduce somebody into a van. We're friends. Yeah. Come on in. And then kill them? No, thank you.
Or interview them.
We're
not
that.
Kill interview.
Well, that sounds frightening.
Does it?
Yeah.
We got to get back to the van and continue on with the show. And next time you see Kevin Smith, he'll be in the van. I'm pretty sure you'll be in the van.
I'm pretty sure I'll be dead in the van. Yeah. I think you'll probably cut my jugular open in that van. I'm really frightened by this van.
Okay, so what happened there is I put the audio in.
Okay.
And so, you didn't hear it.
No.
But the people listening to the podcast realized that what he said was that he was worried I was going to cut his fucking jugular in this van. He was concerned that if he actually got in the van, I would kill him.
Nice.
I would murder him.
What? Where did it get to that point that he actually thought that could happen?
I guess he just realizes that, you know, generally people who spend too much time in vans like this are up to no good.
I mean, it doesn't look like a killing van.
No, I don't look like I'm up to no good, right?
No,
I don't know why
you
would be so concerned.
I don't see any visible blood or stains.
It's a nice van. It's pretty clean. A clean, swanky van.
Yeah.
But you don't win. The unfortunate thing is, you seem like to be taking this well.
I am pretty good. I wasn't expecting to win.
No?
Not really.
Aw. Now you're making me feel bad.
Well, you could just say I won and give it to me.
Here's the thing.
There's a sponsor. You didn't pay for it. What do you care?
That's right. Take the damn. It's not a coupon.
It's
the gift card. And go get yourself some pizza over there.
Thank you.
And you didn't win, but I don't want to set a precedent. This is the first time I've done anything like this on the podcast.
I'll keep it on the down low.
Yeah, well, people just are listening. They just found out that if you get answers wrong.
Do you want me to pretend to give it back to you?
No, I just
can't
take it.
Physically
but
the, see
it's
that
just
you
because
it.
It was the initial game and I maybe didn't play it properly and I haven't figured out what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I just got this wheel at a garage sale and I wanted to put it to use.
Well, you could say it's payment for spinning the wheels.
Yeah, but that's not the game. That's not the spirit of the game. A game should be played to win.
Right.
So that's the last time I'm going to give free pizza away. You've got to win to eat, folks.
Oh, okay. Is that how it goes?
Win to eat.
All right.
The win to eat game by Pizza, or we'll call it something else.
Sure.
But you don't even seem shocked that I met all these people.
I don't actually believe that you did. So,
it's true.
I've heard a lot of stories in my day.
But I trust me, there was just, you didn't hear it, but there was audio of Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, the director, right?
Yes.
Not just some guy school with Kevin Smith?
The Kevin Smith.
All right, fair enough.
The celebrity, the podcaster,
round,
like you said.
Bearded dude.
Yep. Bob and
Doug, no,
not
Bob,
Bob and Doug,
Bob
no,
and
Silent Bob.
Silent Bob, sure.
Yeah, Silent Bob, and Chasing Amy.
Yeah.
And Clerks was his first one. He got famous, right? Yeah, he's and there's a ton of movies. He's become a pretty famous, well-known
kid.
I'm sure he did. Did he do some kid? No,
no,
let's
I
be
didn't
clear
mean that
he,
kid. Serious. Yeah. Let me finish that sentence.
Yeah. We met. He never did.
Insert here.
He never did get in the van. Maybe I should have asked you as a backup question. Did he actually get in the van?
And the answer is no. Hey, pizza me.
That's right. He never did get in the van. He was worried though. So I guess that's understandable.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was a fun game or not, but I enjoyed playing
it
with you. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Susan. Sweating beside you.
Yes. And so I gotta go fill up with gas.
Sure.
But just enjoy the pizza.
I will.
nice to meet you.
Me too.
And I'm just going to say goodbye now because to break this uncomfortableness between us.
All right, I'm going to hand this little thing back to you.
But you were so, I hope everybody I meet is as friendly as you out here on the road this week. Yeah. And wish me luck tracking down my guest this week.
Thanks for reminding me to wish you luck.
Colin Quinn,
Colin Quinn.
Yes. And because he's going to be our guest, and hopefully I'm going to get some sort of interview or encounter. I'll definitely, we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Just wish me luck.
All right. Thank you.
No, wish me luck.
Right. Good luck.
I like your laugh. Thanks,
Susan.
All right,
here you go.
Okay, talk to you later. All right, that was Susan. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And appreciate you playing. Spin the celebrity wheel, or I guess there was another name I was calling it. But, okay. That was what it was. Just an idea that I had. And a fun way to give out some pizza. All right, so I'm going to now get back on the road. And I'm hoping the next person you hear talking with me will be Colin Quinn.
I think I gotta zoom it out, Colin. I don't know how to do there.
So sometimes when I wonder why people won't do my show, I just think maybe I should ask an actual celebrity why they won't do the show.
Hello, I'm an actual, my name's Colin Quinn. I have to say my name.
You know who Colin Quinn is, don't you? He's from Saturday Night Live. He's from all kinds of movies. He's one of the most prolific comedy writers of our time.
Yeah, I think the problem is that...
No, he is. I'm being sincere.
People are still haunted by the ghost of Mike Bullard. I think people still think of Mike Bullard and they feel like it would be disrespectful for them to do a show. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Because we called Colin 100 times saying, come on the show, and what did you say?
I said, listen, I don't know. I said, of course I would love to do it, but... you know, I think that Mike, I don't want to piss off Pat Bullock in case I want to be on one of his game shows. In case I want to be on a repeat of Reba one day, I don't want Pat Bullock pissed at me.
See, that's showbiz for you. A bunch of suck asses, eh? They all look tough up on stage doing comedy, but they're a bunch of suck asses.
That's right, they all suck up, and I don't want to mess up Pat. I might want to be on one of those shows.
You know? But you're going to step into the van. We shoot the show sometimes for the big stars. I have a van, you know?
You do?
Shooting the show from the van.
And what happens in there?
Well, whatever you want there to happen.
Whoa. Yeah.
You know, oh!
Things get out of control. And what do you do with the van? Do you go around to, like, different provinces?
Yeah, it's like a set. It's the set. It's
oh,
the
nice.
Van. Isn't that a good idea?
I love the idea.
Yeah, you should come out and...
That's why I haven't worked, if you haven't noticed quite a bit. So if I like the idea, that might be a bit of a problem for you.
So
I think it's a great idea, but...
But it's going to flop badly.
Well, you have to be careful. Let's face
right.
It.
All right.
It's him! Is he blowing?
No. Man, there, do the thing from the show then.
Man with a van. Yeah, are you kidding me? We have drinks for them every Thursday.
300.
Yeah. He's got thought I was
going to have a fucking coffee, man.
All right.
So here he is. Artie Lang and Colin, they're just backstage a little bit after the show.
What are you doing? You going?
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. J.R. Diggs.
Now say your name first.
What the fuck are you laughing
say
about?
Say your name first and then do it.
But I just did the whole song and then
you laughed. But a different way.
This is Colin Quinn. You're watching J.R. Diggs.
If we were in the van, it'd be men in the van.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hi, it's...
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that
again. Colin Quinn. Hi, this is Colin Quinn.
That's pretty good.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Fucking Tom Cruise. Okay, just getting back at the van here again. Oh, turn this microphone on. Okay, yeah, and that's what that was. An attempt at having a guest on the podcast this week to interview. And
I got to make sure that I get figured out in my head if, you know, if this is a podcast or if I'm still doing a show or if a podcast is a show. I get mixed up, I think, once in a while. So I got to make sure I figure out what I'm actually doing when I track down somebody like Colin Quinn. I'm not sure what that was exactly. It was me knowing where somebody is, hoping to get an interview with them, driving to where they are, finding my way backstage, getting into some sort of like VIP area, and then hanging out, basically. Colin Quinn didn't end up having time to get in the van. A few good decisions, a few bad decisions. Good decision to try, right? To attempt to have what would have been a really great guest to interview right here in the van. But bad decision to, well, I recorded it with, I took a little camera with me and just used audio from the, there's a pretty fancy mic on the camera. So I used that instead of one of these microphones that I have kind of permanently in the van. So I don't want to mess with this setup is basically why I decided to do that. And isn't it good to have some visual that you can put up in the social media and stuff like that? That's what maybe I was thinking. But I definitely have to figure this all out. And it was a good decision to just lay low, I think, with that whole thing. I think that after all these years of basically doing that, that's the story of my entire life and career in Canadian television and the entertainment industry. But it sometimes leads to better things down the road. Now that you have some sort of relationship or a little bit of a connection with somebody, you can set up a future meeting or interview a little bit more formally, and then it works out, and you get Colin Quinn in the van here for a full, in-depth, hour-long conversation, which is obviously what I would like. It was what it was, an encounter with Colin Quinn in an effort to set up an interview in the van down the road. There you go. Sorry that this wasn't what I hoped, and I'm sure what you guys hoped, but it is a bunch of potential and promise, not only with Colin Quinn, but now with Artie Lang as well, who I got to meet and hang out with a little bit there. He walked in and just, it was a little bit of a shit show backstage, a bunch of people hanging out. And I, like, again, I was shooting stuff with my camera and I'm by myself and I didn't want to, I don't know, seem like I was that guy backstage. So there is not a lot that I will have probably to include in this week's podcast, but it was a pleasure and great to meet Artie Lang, one of my favorite comics. Big fan of the Howard Stern show for years and years and years growing up, and so he was a big part of that show. Where I first was in, oh, I guess I was introduced to him on Mad TV, but I was more of a Saturday Night Live guy, I suppose. My show was on before Saturday Night Live, so I would, if ever I watched my own show on TV, I would then watch Saturday Night Live for, what was it, 12 years and 42 weeks. Not that anybody's counting how long I was on late night television doing a show. Now I'm doing a podcast. I got to remember, not that this isn't a show, but tweet me or Instagram me or whatever else you do on social media and tell me what it is that I'm doing. Would you guys? I'd appreciate it. And I appreciated the time I got to spend with a couple pretty famous comics. And hopefully we will have real interviews with both of them coming soon. I would love that right here in the van. But you take what you can get when you're me. And I want to thank Colin Quinn for kind of being on the podcast this week. Artie Lang. Susan was great earlier. I ended up meeting her and played this game with this wheel that I bought this garage sale and was able to give her some pizza. Thank you, Pizza Pizza, for all the gift cards to give out to people as I travel down the road here each week, recording this podcast in the van, and it's time to get back on the road. So I will do that now and close up the doors. I gotta shut this microphone off, this one. Okay. So goodbye from the back of the van here. Shut this microphone off. Turn this microphone on in the front of the van here where I'm sitting in the driver's seat and about to get back on the road. So it's time to get moving again. Get the show on the road. I never know whether it's a show or it's just a podcast or what to call it exactly. But thanks for listening and downloading and sharing. And share your ideas with me, some other maybe better ways to play this new game that I'm trying to, you know, create so that I can give away pizza. Yeah, so long, everybody. The worst conclusion or end or sign off or goodbye of any podcast you've ever heard. I'm JR Diggs in the van.